Take a moment as we begin the practice today to find your seat. Make sure that you feel solid and grounded in your chair or cushion. Make any adjustments that you need to make. Just notice where your feet are. If you're in a chair, make sure your feet are solidly planted on the floor. Checking in with the posture, bringing the spine into a alert and engaged posture so that the head is well supported. Notice what's happening with the hands and just allowing the hands to be relaxed, feeling where the fingertips make contact with either your thighs, each other, or the air. Notice if there's any tension in the forehead, around the eye sockets, in the tongue or the jaw. And just gently loosening. Checking in with the throat and neck and shoulders, dropping, releasing. Taking a couple of slow, deep breaths. Bringing ourselves back to the anchor of the breath. And we'll begin the practice today with a poem called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So as we move into the meditation practice today, just holding this kind of openness to whatever arises, we can continue to use the breath as an anchor, but also being open to and receptive to whatever presents itself during the practice today. Recognizing and allowing each one at the door of your home, at the door of your heart. And as we continue the practice, we're going to be focusing on and cultivating today the ability to look at thought rather than from thought. So see if it's possible to notice the moment when the mind just starts to wander off, or the moment when a thought ends. Or perhaps even the moments between thoughts in the stillness. Thoughts becoming like bubbles gurgling up from beneath the surface and bursting and disappearing. Just kind of empty words arising and falling. And then you return to your anchor, the breath, until the next bubble rises up, bursts, and falls away, disappears. Sometimes it may feel like there's a lot of bubbles coming all at once. So just do your best to notice many thoughts. Again, you can label. You can find a word that captures what this thought process, this bubble of thoughts, this swirl of thoughts is about. Notice it arising. See if you can notice how long it lasts before disappearing, before a new one comes. And just check if there's a moment, a gap in between one thought and the next. And you might be curious to notice what's present in the gap between one thought and the next. Perhaps you feel some vibrations in the body, a sort of subtle afterplay of the thought. Or perhaps the vibrations in the body are the source of the thought, what drives them. Or perhaps in the gap between thoughts, we might notice nothing at all. Isn't that interesting? And when there's no thoughts at all, not even the thought, I. What is aware of all of this? Who is it that is watching the thoughts coming and going, watching the gap between thoughts? So we just continue to notice. To notice experience arising and passing, thoughts, emotions, sensations coming, staying, disappearing, coming, staying, disappearing. Returning to your anchor, the breath, until the next round of thoughts. And of course, anchoring the breath as an experience in the body. So we cultivate the awareness of body experience. An open and equal mind. And we recognize thoughts arising, thoughts passing, just noting the changing nature of experience. And if you find yourself lost in thought again, looking at the world from thought rather than looking at thought, just notice that. Ah, this is what lost in thought feels like. Perhaps there's a specific type of thought you tend to get lost in. Just notice that. Sometimes it can help to imagine thoughts as being like leaves in a tree in the autumn, and a wind comes and blows, rustling the leaves, and a bunch of them fall. And you can just imagine the thoughts falling and dropping into a beautiful river and washing away. So we just see this process, this cycle of nature, of arising, persisting, and passing. even the most charged thoughts, the thoughts that feel true in every cell of our body, the thoughts that shake us with emotion when we think them. Even these and the reaction in the body can be watched. They can be met. They can be welcomed at the door of our being. And we can watch the experience arising and passing. Sometimes it's arising and changing and staying for a while, especially if we keep adding more thoughts to the emotion. But eventually, if we just drop attention into the body, we just watch experience, they subside. To fully meet each guest at the door means sometimes to allow ourselves to feel deeply, to feel the crowd of sorrows, to feel the joy, to feel our own anger, to fully allow so as to watch it complete its cycle and pass away. The purpose of the mindfulness meditation practice is not to achieve a state of permanent relaxation. It's impossible. But to find a balance within ourselves, to be with all the experiences of life. To strengthen our hearts. And when I say heart, I don't mean the physical heart, but kind of the mental, emotional well-being and our capacity to witness. It's kind of our intuitive wisdom to ride the waves of life. So we see all these experiences coming and going. They're not personal anymore. Just repetitive thought patterns. 99% of the time, the same as yesterday. So we just allow them to come and go. Habit patterns of the mind. Conditioned by childhood, society, genetics. And we watch it arise and pass. Bringing gentleness, bringing kindness and warmth to the experience. And when our guests leave, we might find our house peaceful and quiet. We might just find the breath, breathing in and breathing out. As we prepare for the last couple of minutes of the practice, just noticing if there's anything that you need in this moment. Any words of kindness, compassion. If you're feeling solid, stable, and at ease yourself, dedicating and offering what you've developed in your practice today to those who you know who might need it, or to all beings in the world, wishing for them the same ease and peace. A moment as well to notice if there was anything helpful from your practice today. Anything that felt supportive, any insights. And just take a moment to remember and recollect what those were. And as we leave the practice, continuing to look from the place of the witness, looking at thought, not from thought. Carrying a more spacious awareness as we leave the practice. And if that's not present, then just staying with the breath, or whatever anchor is supportive to you as you move into your life.